Someone mentioned an interesting shaila to me the other day, something that's happened over Hanukkah. And whilst it doesn't seem particularly Hanukkah related, it does actually tie into Hilchot Hanukkah in a rather interesting way. So what happened? They were in a shul on Sunday morning. When it came to leining, they took out two Sifrei Torah, as was proper. One for the Rosh Chodesh leining, and one for the Hanukkah leining. But instead of giving the Chazan the first Sefer Torah, the one for Rosh Chodesh, they gave him the one for Hanukkah, and that's the one that got put on the bimah for the first leining. And then, after they took the mantle off, they discovered that it was at the wrong place. It was in Parashat Naso instead of Parashat Pinchas. So what did they do? They covered it up, leaned the Rosh Chodesh leining from the other Sefer Torah, and then they came back to this one. And the question was, did they do the right thing? Or should they have rolled the Hanukkah Sefer Torah to the Rosh Chodesh leining, and then use the Rosh Chodesh Sefer Torah for the Hanukkah leining? So the first thing that comes to mind is a halachic principle of Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvot, which means that you mustn't bypass a mitzvah. This is a sugya Masechet Yoma and elsewhere in Shas. And a classical application of this rule is that if you take your tefillin out of your bag in the morning before your talit, then you're also allowed to put them down and put the talit on before coming back to the tefillin. And according to some poskim, this is actually a din d'oraita. So accordingly, it would seem that in this case, where I have a Sefer Torah in front of me that I intend using, I can't put it to one side with the intention of returning to it after I've leaned from another one. There's also a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe, Chelek Or HaChayim, Chelek Bet, Simon Lamed Zayin, where he discusses a similar case, though slightly different. And this is where the Hanukkah considerations come in. So his scenario is where the wrong Sefer Torah was taken out of the Aron HaKodesh. It wasn't a two Sifrei Torah day. It was a regular Shabbat or weekday. And instead of taking out the Sefer Torah that was rolled to the Parashat HaShavua, they took out the Rosh Chodesh one, or the one for a Tanit Tzibur. And there the question was, now they've taken it out of the Aron HaKodesh, they have to use it and roll it to the right place, or can they return it to the Aron HaKodesh and take out the correct one instead? So he points out that the Siddur of Rabbi Yaakov Emden actually mentions that it's a machloket, and there are different opinions on the matter. And the Meiser Rav Moshe paskins that David Kamar Avid to David Kamar Avid, meaning there's legitimacy to both approaches, though he feels that if there isn't a big issue of Tirchat Tzibor and it's not a big inconvenience to the congregation, then he thinks one should roll it. So what are the issues? He starts off by referring us to a machloket between the Chacham Tzvi and the Shvat Yaakov about a person who set up candles in his menorah on Chanukah and then before lighting managed to get oil instead. The question is, are they allowed to discard the candles and use the oil, which is halachically preferable, or do they need to stick with the candles? And the Chacham Tzvi is of the opinion that since he hasn't started lighting the candles yet, he can swap them and use the oil. So if that's the case, then maybe in the case of the Sefer Torah, seeing as they haven't started leining yet, they can swap the Sifrei Torah. But Rav Moshe rejects that suggestion on the grounds that most likely the Chacham Tzvi only allows the candles to be rejected because the oil is mitzvah min hamuvchar. But if that's not the case, then he thinks it probably wouldn't be permitted, even according to the Chacham Tzvi. And then he says that anyway, you could argue things the other way around as well. The Shvat Yaakov doesn't allow you to swap the candles for oil, because hidden mitzvah isn't a sufficient justification to discard something designated for a mitzvah. But he thinks that perhaps Tirchat Tzibura could be a stronger concern, and that maybe even the Shvat Yaakov would allow it in the case of the Sifrei Torah. So in actual fact, what really concerns Rav Moshe is the issue of pgam to the rejected Sefer Torah, the possible mistaken implication that the Sefer Torah that's being returned to the Aron HaKodesh is not kosher, and that's why it's not being used, and that's why Rav Moshe would prefer it to be rolled instead, absent a very pressing concern of Tircha Ditzibura. Paradoxically, if it's a two Sefer Torah day, and it's just going to be put aside and used for the fourth Aliyah, then the issue of Pagam isn't relevant because they're still leaning from it, and it's clear that it's kosher. But I still think there could be the very real issue of a Mavirin, and therefore it needs to be used as the first Sefer Torah. Combined with the fact that, as the person who told me this Maaseh pointed out, It's not really such a big tircha to roll from Nassau to Pinchas. It's not like rolling from Nach to Pinchas. But it wasn't my shul, so I don't really have a view on the matter. Ad kad.